Welcome back to the Tech Talk podcast, where we dive into all things technology and innovation. I'm your host, and today we're going to explore an incredibly fascinating tool that's making waves in the data transfer world. This tool uses URL syntax for data transferring across various platforms, which makes it versatile and powerful. But before we jump into all the nitty-gritty details, let's paint a picture. Imagine you're a developer working on an app that needs to communicate with various servers, maybe pulling data from a cloud service or sending files to a remote server. If only there were an easy way to handle all these varying protocols, right? Well, that's where our command line tool comes into play, simplifying the often cumbersome data transfer process. Now let's break it down a bit. This tool supports multiple protocols like HTTP, HTTPS, FTP, and an impressive list of others including IMAP and RTSP. What's remarkable here is that it offers a unified way to interact with these services using just URLs. So instead of having to remember the specific command for each protocol, you can simply structure a URL properly and let the tool do the heavy lifting. Just imagine a command line that looks something like this. You only need to adjust the URL to match the service you're calling. This remarkable simplicity opens doors for developers, allowing them to focus more on building great applications rather than wrestling with various data transfer intricacies. The versatility of this tool doesn't stop there. Notably, it also includes support for MQTT, a protocol that's gaining traction in IoT applications. Can you see how powerful that is? The Internet of Things relies on reliable data transfer, and having a tool that can accommodate that alongside traditional web services means developers can create more interconnected and responsive systems. Let's think about this practically. How many of you have faced issues with compatibility while trying to connect different systems? Maybe you're transferring files between your local machine and a server, or pulling updates from a cloud service. It's frustrating, right? Well, having a command line tool that simplifies this process could save countless hours of troubleshooting. Now, I can already hear some of you wondering, well, what if I'm more of a visual learner or not too comfortable with command line interfaces? That's a fair point. This tool also serves as a library, meaning it can be integrated into various applications, providing robust capabilities without forcing everyone to become command line experts. Developers can build intuitive interfaces around this powerful backend. As we approach the end of our discussion, let me ask you this. With so many protocols being supported, what sort of applications do you think could be built using this tool in a future where data transfer is not just seamless, but also incredibly efficient? It's a thought-provoking question, and honestly, it excites me to think about all the innovative solutions that could emerge. So to wrap up, we covered a command line tool that simplifies data transfer across a multitude of protocols, making life easier for developers and offering a robust framework for future applications in the tech landscape. My key takeaway here is the phrase, one tool, endless possibilities. Thanks for tuning in today, and we can't wait to bring you more insights and discussions in our next episode. Remember to keep exploring and innovating. Until next time.